On the outskirts of New Belgrade, among communist-era tower blocks, lies the anonymous-looking office of Canvas. Inside, Serge Popovic runs a school of revolution.
Our original idea was to help groups from Zimbabwe and Belarus in 2003 because they were inspired by the Serbian Revolution. And it started as a hobby, actually. It wasn't a full-time job. And then throughout the time, the more requests were coming, the more groups were inspired. The curriculum became more serious.
Popovic was a leader of the student group Otpor. It played a key role in the 2000 revolt that ousted President Milosevic. The tactics he learned at that time are now being taught to opposition groups around the world. A film has been made of the struggle. Bringing down a dictator now forms part of the Canvas curriculum.
Normally, Canvas workshops are 7 days. First, you need to understand that you need a vision of tomorrow. Then you teach people the basic principles of success in nonviolent struggle. These are unity, planning, and nonviolent discipline, especially stressing the importance of staying nonviolent.
Canvas held workshops with Egyptian opposition groups in 2009, including the April the 6th movement that played a key role in the overthrow of the Mubarak regime 2 years later. Popovic admires the discipline the protesters showed in facing down the government.
They would invite people to come on the square from five different places, and then the military will, you know, the police will go and hold on these places. But in the meantime, they will organize the parallel communication, so they will smuggle themselves through the labyrinth of streets and appear behind the military. Another very important thing is they were so good in building up the unity, they gave up the individual symbols of their own groups and came out only with the flag of Egypt.
Since the uprisings in Tunisia and Egypt, traffic to the Canvas website has soared, with tens of thousands of downloads of the organization's free guide on staging protest. Canvas books have been translated into 7 languages. The Farsi and Arabic versions are particularly popular. The clenched fist, the symbol of the Serbian protests, has been adopted by protesters from Kenya to Belarus. For Popovic, the workshops make for a hectic schedule.
We travel anywhere from Asia to South America, you know, to Pacific, Oceania. I mean, we were working with places like West Papua, Fiji, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's really exotic when it comes to your travel itinerary. But in practice, you know, you sometimes work in a hotel, sometimes you work in a classroom, sometimes you work on the beaches. It was beaches with Maldivians as well, so I mean, it can be really thrilling.
It is a long way from the protests that filled Belgrade's Revolution Square. A decade on, the barricades have been replaced with pavement cafes. The protest chants with the tinkling of fountains. But not everyone believes that the Serbian model should be exported overseas. Miljenko Dereta is director of the non-governmental organization Civic Initiatives.
It was not a revolution, first of all. It was a change of one personality. And very naively, I may say romantically, we thought that changing one person changes the system. The system is still present, and we're still fighting for the change of the system.
Serge Popovic agrees that bringing down a dictator is just the start.
Removing the bad guy is sometimes easier than really building the democratic institution.
It is a lesson, Popovic says, that protesters across the Arab world will soon learn. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Belgrade.